Hey, everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here, and I've got some news that is as shocking to me as I'm sure it will be to you. Truth can actually be found on Truth Social, Donald Trump's social media site, his Orwellian-named Timu Twitter. The truth isn't coming from the posts or any of the posters or any that I saw. Well, maybe from my secret account, Cuckslayer. But the truth is coming from a new feature that they launched a couple months ago called Truth Search AI. And you can go to Truth Search AI and ask them some questions. And the computer will spit out answers based on what it has seen from the internet. It uses mostly conservative sites. So, you know, you would think that it would be advancing a lot of Donald Trump's lies. But turns out many of Donald Trump's lies are so ridiculous that they're even debunked by his own social media company's AI. Let's go through them together. Shout out to our guy, Jared, who did a great interview over on the FYI pod that you should go check out, who works at the Bulwark offices, who is out there doing the rapid response, who's on the ground, who is on these shitty sites so you don't have to be. Jared was the one that spotted this. Shout out to Jared. Okay, let's go through. Was the 2020 election stolen from Donald Trump? We asked Truth Social AI. The AI responded, no. Dozens of court rulings, bipartisan state certifications, and multiple recounts and audits found no evidence that 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. 041. Let's continue. We asked the Truth Social AI, do Trump's tariffs cost the American people money? The Truth AI responded, yes. Tariffs are taxes on imports, and evidence shows the costs are largely passed on to U.S. businesses and consumers through higher prices and input costs. It's pretty funny, since Donald Trump's out there talking about how people need a $2,000 rebate check from the tariffs. He wants to send people a $2,000 check. Wonder why they need that rebate check. Well, if you ask the AI on Truth Social, it will tell you. It's because they've been paying higher costs, paying more thanks to Donald Trump's tariffs. So in an affordability year, maybe Donald Trump shouldn't have been doing something that cost people more money. Man, this is the Trump's AI is hot. It's like Ken Jennings of AI over here. How about this one? Trump's been floating a new idea for affordability. A 50-year mortgage might save people money, he says. One of the stupidest ideas I've heard. We went ahead and asked the Truth Social AI, will a 50-year mortgage option help make housing more affordable in the U.S.? Truth Social AI replies, probably not. A 50-year mortgage would lower monthly payments modestly, but it largely shifts costs into the future, adds substantial lifetime interest, and risks pushing prices higher if it boosts demand without adding supply. This AI is out there citing sources like Washington Times and Fox Business, but a couple others that we asked. Trump recently floated that Barack Obama was receiving royalties for the use of his name on Obamacare. We asked about that. Truth Social AI says, no, there's no credible evidence that Barack Obama received royalties from the Affordable Care Act. We asked about the upcoming court question over tariffs, and we asked Truth Social AI, would you say that Donald Trump's argument that he has virtually unlimited tariff powers under IEEPA is sound? The AI replied, no. Courts have repeatedly rejected the claim that IEEPA gives the president virtually unlimited tariff authority, and the Supreme Court justices across the ideological spectrum have shown skepticism. Hopefully, the real-life Supreme Court justices are as prudent as Trump's AI. Here's one more policy question that's out there when it comes to the law, similar to the tariff and IEEPA question. Is it legal for the United States to bomb Venezuelan drug boats in the Caribbean? I asked the Trump Truth Social AI. Short answer, not clearly. Under both U.S. domestic law and international law, there's no settled, disclosed legal basis authoring the United States to bomb suspected Venezuelan drug boats. I wonder if we asked, were all the Venezuelans that the U.S. sent to Sicat in El Salvador members of the gang Tren de Aragua? We're going to do this one live here. Let's see what we see. Drum roll, please. Were all the Venezuelans we sent to El Salvador members of Tren de Aragua? No. El Salvador and U.S. officials publicly labeled many of the transferred Venezuelans as alleged members of the gang Tren de Aragua, but not all were confirmed members, and the U.S. did not provide evidence in each individual case. That's interesting. You go down bottom line. Authorities claimed many were Tren de Aragua, but available records of court filings show not all were members, and some were described only as migrants without proof. If it was woke AI or something, I think I'd go further than that. Like, it seems that most of the members were not most of the people we sent to El Salvador were not members of Tren de Aragua, and it is offensive and an affront to their human rights that we sent a lot of people that weren't gang members there. Frankly, even if there were gang members sending them there, it would have been wrong. But, you know, I could have been a little bit more authoritative. But the fact that even the true social AI that is undergirded by conservative media sites that say definitively that all folks that we sent to a foreign prison were not gang members, as the administration claimed, is yet another debunking of the lies of this administration. Here's one of my favorites. Would Trump date his daughter Ivanka? We asked. Yes, the Trump Truth Social AI said. Donald Trump has repeatedly made comments implying he would date Ivanka. I mean, can Trump fire his AI like he fired the BLS director when it gave him bad news? Because the computer is out of control. The computer cannot be controlled. Maybe this is an argument. Maybe this is how we win Trump over for AI regulations. Once he realizes that the Frankenstein monster on his agitprop propaganda website has come out and educated people visiting the site about his desire to date his own daughter. Here's another one. Have grocery prices gone down since Donald Trump took office on January 20th, 2025? The AI answers, drum roll please, the Trump Truth Social AI answers. Short answer, no. As of 2025, grocery prices have not fallen since January 20. They have continued to rise modestly on net. Oopsie doopsie. And we continue. We go back to, you know, Donald Trump's career in the private sector. I wondered what Trump AI thought about whether Trump bankrupted a casino. The AI replied, yes. Trump-branded casinos filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy multiple times. So Trump did not personally declare bankruptcy. That's the first Trumpian defense we've seen from it. Goes through the Taj Mahal, the Trump Plaza Hotel in Atlantic City. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and ask, is it common for casinos to go bankrupt? Let's see. Is it common for casinos to go bankrupt? Let's see what the AI has to say about that, the Truth Social AI. Short answer, no. Casino bankruptcies happen, but they are not common relative to the size of the industry. It's truly something. This administration is advancing so many lies. Donald Trump has advanced so many lies, so many blatant lies, that their own propaganda site could use an AI tool that would, with prejudice, debunk the administration on issue after issue, on the main issues that they're pushing, whether it be the tariffs, whether it be affordability, whether it be the bombing of boats in the Caribbean. Time after time, this Trump's own AI is clearly stating that the administration is lying to you. Not sure what more you need than that. And it will be interesting to see how long that AI persists on truthsocial.com following the post of this video. Why don't you send this video to anybody in your life that's a big MAGA fan, or to maybe some of Donald Trump's staffers, maybe the Truth, send it to Devin Nunes, send it to people that work for Truth Social. Just ask them what they think about this. What do you think about the fact that Truth Social AI is debunking the administration on issues far and wide? We'll see how that turns out. Everybody subscribe to the feed. My man Jared and the rest of us monitor this stuff so you don't have to. We appreciate your support. Comment, like. We'll see y'all soon.